My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hello, friends. Well, believe it or not, I'm currently in my garage recording this because I have a house full of people legitimately in every room. And so the garage is where I am. So I hope the sound is fine. Okay, today we're going to be doing another episode with my special friend, Tiffany Thurston, because last week we recorded one, a special gift edition, and it's so good. You guys have to go back and listen. But this week we talked about things, but we're like, there's so many things more to talk about with, for our kids, for like a gifting ideas for kids, for Christmas, birthdays, all of that. So today's episode is going to be all about kid stuff. So take notes, check the links. I'll have all the links listed below to make it easier for you. And these are some of the things that like have been tried, true, and tested in our home and in hers of like, these things are our favorite things for kids. So we would not recommend it if we didn't love them. So I hope you enjoy the gifting edition special for kids. Okay, friends, we're going to tell you some amazing gift ideas with my friend Tiffany Thurston. Woo!
Yay! Thanks, Oprah.
Yes, Gail, my pleasure. I love it. We're going to change your life.
We're back.
We're back. We're going to change your life with gift ideas for your kids. Now, we're not going to tell you specific ages because this you can look up, but probably when we talk about them, it'll give an idea of what their ages are for. I mean, you can name the ages if you want. But well, these
tell,
are...
Tell us how many kids you have and what their ages are, just for reference.
Yeah, so I have 5 kids. They're from ages 12, 10, 8, 6, and 3. And you?
Amazing. I've got 2 boys. They're 4 and 3.
So. Okay. So yeah, we'll definitely cover the like young, little, toddler phases for sure. And then I've got some games that are super fun for like the older kids. Okay. So this is before Christmas. So this is with enough time to even check before Black Friday. So we're hoping that you can get some deals on these for your Christmas presents.
Yes.
Okay.
Should
so
I go first?
You go first.
Okay. So I personally have wanted, now I have boys. I have been wanting my own play kitchen to buy on behalf of my boys since they were like 1. And every Christmas I've looked for one that I could kind of get Kyoki, my husband, to be like, yeah, okay, get it. Most of them are like $150, $200, $300, whatever, right? And I finally found the perfect play kitchen last year.
Yes.
And it was on Amazon. And it was actually $70 or $80 at the time. But this year, I just checked, it's actually $68.99. And it is an amazing full set kitchen.
It's
and
so
my boys
cute.
Love it. And
it's so cute.
We'll put links and everything like that. But I love this kitchen. It has the microwave. It has the oven. It has the refrigerator. It has the stove. It has a sink. It has even little things for the, the utensils. And they love it. It's like the perfect size, especially for smaller spaces, which we have. It's great, easy to put together. And if it gets destroyed, I'm not devastated.
Totally.
But I mean, I play in that kitchen at least 1 week, so I'm a happy camper.
I love it. And it's cute looking. Some of them are really like plasticky and kind of like gaudy. I like the look of that one. It's just simple.
It's kind of a wood look. It's got the white, predominantly kind of that white kitchen with a few different like natural wood elements and some black and gay kind of touches.
You're very
so really basic. Cool. Oh, thank you. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay. So this one, you guys, I just did last night with my daughter and it's my son was wanting to do it. It's a jewelry art kit. You guys have probably done this when you were little. I don't know, but it is a shrink art jewelry. My brain was like, what is happening? This is amazing. So you open it up and there's these little pieces of plastic that are like the size of your hand, basically. And everything comes in this kit and you color one side of it. It tells you which side to color and it sends you with all the coloring utensils with it. You stick it on foil in the oven after you've colored several of them for 2 minutes. The sides like go, they kind of curl up. You stick it in the oven for 30 more seconds. And then when you take them out,
they get this size and they're hard, like little jewelry.
It's like laminated. It's kind of like laminated.
It's like a thick. Yeah. And it gets thick. So wow. So you can make necklaces or like bracelets. Pendant. Exactly.
That's amazing.
But my daughter was, she's six and she was just like, her mind was blown. She wanted to keep doing it. She loved it. And then my son wanted to do it. So she made like tons last night. But this would be the sweetest little gift for somebody. And again, I feel like gifts are fun when they're interactive. You can keep doing them. They're creative rather than just like a toy that does one thing. So I will link this as well, but it is super, super fun and a fantastic gift idea.
It's cost efficient too. It's what, $16, $17 for that. That's a great gift. I know already people want to get that for.
Yep, so. Totally.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Another one we have for the boys that have helped. There are three. This is kind of more for ages 3 to 5. They're in that range. It's these scooters. We actually tried a few from like Target. And sorry, see how big it is. However, this detaches. And so you can literally take this off and you put it underneath here. So it's like easy to store. So you're not always having to like figure out where do I put this.
Yes.
So for smaller spaces, it literally just detaches right here. And you just pop it up and you have all the different, you know, levels that you can kind of, you know,
adjust
it to it up and down. So it will last you for a while. And these are good. And I didn't know this. It actually lights up. The wheels light up. But also the, and for the ones on the podcast, you'll just have to see the link. I'm sorry about that. It's this is a cute little, they have all different colors. Scooter. This one's black. But what happens is we've tried, I remember a couple from like Target or other Amazon ones where the wheels are in the back for the little kids, but the wheels need to be in the front. I'm learning because of balance issues. So I feel like the balance on this scooter is great. And it's about $49.99, which is not bad, but I've had these now for a couple years and they're going to be with the boys for another few years. So definitely worthy investment, but I like that it can break down. So
that's
that
huge for the car.
Weird.
Totally.
Yes, the car that has all of our stuff in the back, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think we need one of those for Arrow, who's three. He would love that. And again, it's so nice because you can just leave it in the car if you know you're going places. That's awesome.
Totally.
I love it. Okay. This one, most people are going to be mad at me because I'm recommending slime to enter into your household domain, but I am because to say I've tried every slime is an understatement. I have two children who are obsessed with slime and my husband jokes all the time. He's like, I'm throwing it all away. No more slime in the house because it's on our carpet. It's on our hair. It's on our clothes. It's the worst. But this slime kit, which is going to be linked, is the first slime kit. It's not something you have to make. They come in little tins. It comes with like 20 little tins that are already made, but all different colors. And then it is so fun. It comes with, it's like little potion bottles of all these, and it's teeny, teeny little things of like glitter or stars or hearts or circles or like little jewels that you dump in it. And it is not the kind of slime that is gooey. I posted it on Instagram and I had moms sending me pictures of their experience with slime. I was laughing so hard. I mean, it's like dripping all the way down their arm, like up to their clothes. And she was like, are you sure? I'm like, trust me. I'm only recommending it because I've tried it and it is not super sticky. They add their little things in and then they put it in their little tin and stick it all in a drawer. And it really kept them busy for so long. And it's harder than a slime. So it's almost like silly putty, but slime and way more. It's like super fun to play with, not messy. It would be a fantastic, I don't know any kid who would not be excited about slime.
I will confess, I am that mom that has not brought slime into her house, but I did see your Instagram post about it and you made me a believer. And
yes.
So that's on the list of things. And I like that you can add different things so they can make each one their own.
Totally.
And I think that, it's a great little project for them to do. And it looks a lot hardier than normal slime that's going to be everywhere.
Yes.
It looks kind of like,
it's way different. And what I loved about it too, is we do a lot of read aloud with the kids and it can be hard. We want to have stuff for their hands to be busy because it can be a lot for the younger ones just to sit there and listen. And because it's all these little tubes with all these little things you can pour into it, if they just take one and one tube, then that's their plaything for the day. And then tomorrow, they can do the different. So it's like a gift that keeps on giving. That's like a long thing. So I think you should get some slime.
We like that. Okay, my next one is actually a little more function, but it's fun for the kids too. And it's these hooded towels that I found actually on Amazon. So this one is of a fireman because my husband's a fireman and my boys are obsessed. But we have a few different ones that have like sharks. They've got princesses. They've got a dinosaur. And I love it. I feel like at least for the stage that my boys are in with being 3 and 4, it's the perfect scenario for the beach, for the pool, yeah. for the shower. So these are the only towels we use for them now because they can just like keep it on their head. It gets all the parts dry. If I'm changing their clothes at the beach after we shower them off, it covers all the parts that need to be covered and it's great. And it just makes it easy. So I've loved these. I highly recommend them. They're only like $11. They've got a lot yes. of different options for whatever, you know, your kids like.
Well, and when I first saw a picture of those, I thought it had a slit down the middle, and we've had those before, but that has no slit. It's like a full dress, basically.
It's like a poncho. Yeah. It's like a poncho with a hood for the head. And then there are slits on the side, but it's pretty covered. Like you can't see in, and it's great to just, so we literally just have two sets and we rotate them for the bath time. So we have, you know, right now they're firemen. The next time we wash this, they'll be a shark. And so it's great. I love it. And they also get excited about it because they're like, oh yeah, yeah. They want to put it on. And that kind of helps, you know, some of the mundane things like showering a little bit easier.
Totally. No, I love those. And I love for the beach, especially. That makes so much sense for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one, mine are like very artsy apparently. And I'm not even that artsy, but we're getting into it, especially with my daughter, but either girls or boys. This is called a sticker mosaic. Now, my daughter just got this for her birthday and I immediately went on Amazon and was like, how do I get more of these? Because she, again, kept her so busy. I'm going to open it, but they're tiny little squares and it gives you on the pictures. It comes with 4 pictures and it gives you every tiny little dot has a number on it. And it tells you, it's almost like they have these for grownups, like painting ones where it tells you what to
do.
And then it comes with all the little, the matching correlating stickers and you pull them off. And then by the time you follow the whole direction, then it's a beautiful, like they did it, but it's a beautiful picture.
That is so cool.
That's like a mosaic and they have all different kinds. So this was a 4-pack and it was really cool. And she just was beaming after she did it. And then my other kids, even the older ones, were like, I want to do one. It technically says it's for ages, like I think 8 and up, and she's only 6 and she's great. But it would be a great gift for kids because again, things that they can do with their hands, that they get to be creative. And so it's called, Mosaics, and the brand is DJECO. It's like Gecko. It's like a gecko, but but it's really, really cool. So highly recommend.
And that's about $20, $19.99, something like that, right?
Yep.
That's so good.
Great price.
I'll try that. Okay. My boys have been, I recently got into this thing called the Minimal Mom, which is a whole nother podcast as well, but basically kind of simplifying your home and which is helpful for small spaces. And her whole thing is the, have less, do less, want less. And so because of that, I had actually used one of her YouTube videos to go through all my kids' toys and get rid of a lot of toys that they don't use. It's like almost when they have so much toys, they don't play with it as much.
Yep.
And so I thought I'd try this and, you know, put it to the test. And so I got rid of a ton and I only kept a few things that I thought they would like in one area. And I tell you, they have been playing with their toys so much more since doing this. But one of their favorite toys to do is these Mag Transformers, which thankfully we got from my auntie and she gifted us a ton of them that even have like wheels. But I love it. And they have been so into these lately where they just create their own cars, their own trucks, their own, you know, play scenarios. And I love seeing the creativity that they come up with every single day, something new. And I love the options because it just opens their mind. So I feel like these Mag Transformers, though they're a little pricey, like I think like a set could be sometimes $50. I think Costco sometimes has them. We'll link a couple things too, but I love that they're the gift that keep giving. And I think just to be able to let your kids be creative, see what they come up with. And so actually we'll do homeschool. And after they're done, I'll say, okay, I want you to now make mom something. And I just like to see what they come up with. And
that's so cool.
Every single day, it's something different.
Yes.
So highly recommend these, or even like Duplos too are great, but these have been great because if I step on these, they don't hurt as much.
And
So that's why I was like, I thought about the duples. I'm like, no, I'm gonna do the Meg Transformers because if you step on them, they're not killing your feet.
Stepping on like a little wheel of a Lego. It's like some inner like monster comes out of me when I step on a little toy like that. But what I love about those ones that you just said, the Magna Formers or whatever they're called.
I think it's the Meg Formers. Yeah, the Meg Formers.
They're different than Magna Tiles, which we also have and love. But I like those ones better because Magna Tiles, you can't move them well. They all fall apart. They're great for like building on a steady surface. And I like them better because you can build like whole things. But the ones you just recommended, especially for littles, they're way more sturdy. And like you can pick it up and move it around and it's not going to fall apart. The magnets are a lot stronger.
Got it. Yeah. Like they make pretty big trucks and they're like, and playing with it. And then they crash it and they build another one together. Yeah. But these have been surprisingly great for us.
I feel like that honestly is a gift as a mom with a 12-year-old. We had some of those given to us when he was like 2. I would say that's one of those gifts, kind of like a train, like Thomas the Train table, those things or Legos that is like a must have. Like get it, even though it's an investment because you'll use it for the next 10 years.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. My next one is... I would actually do 2 because they're both here, is games. We're huge with games with our family. We do Thursday night family meal and we try to play games. And this one is called Taco versus Burrito. We just love to laugh. And I've got 4 boys and 1 daughter. So like, of course my daughter loves it too, but they just like silly games. And the other one is called Kids Create Absurdity. But this first Taco versus Burrito, it's super simple. Like one of those where you're going to get it if you buy it and you're going to be like, is there like more to it? And you're going to be thinking, is this it? But then all of a sudden you're like, why do my kids love it so much? Oh, it's just because it's like silly and random names. And it's legit. You have a taco and that's what you hold when you play. And you're just taking cards and you're filling your taco with random foods in here. It's a bowl of lice. And kids start laughing. You're like, lice? Ew, you have a bowl of lice? And they're all worth like different points. And you have like no buenos that block it. And you have order envy and waiters and like all different foods. And they have like cotton candy. And all of a sudden in your burrito, you have a fish head and cotton candy and they're laughing. And anyways, we have played and there's no directions, which is so fun. Every card tells you what to do. So it's not one of those where it's like a Monopoly where you feel like I'm now committed for 2 hours of Monopoly. Like, we can play this game in 10 minutes. And so it's a great one. Like when we have our grandparents over, we'll have this on the table and it's an easy one to be like, just play this with Nana and Papa or like your friends are over or a new guest at dinner. And it's not one that like takes a bunch of time to explain. So highly recommend this. It's so fun. We play it constantly. Then
Can't wait to try that.
Absurdity, which is all it is. It's kind of like an apples to apples game. If you know that one. But it's just one card, whoever's it, and it says, I was late to class and forgot my blank. And then every kid has a stack of cards and they have to choose which one they put in. And the person who read the card chooses the funniest or chooses the one they like. So you're laughing hard because it'll be like, I ate my grandma's dentures or I ate my, you know, like soggy diaper or whatever. So it's like, it's perfect kid humor, but it's appropriate.
Yeah.
It's not like nothing.
Yeah, good clean humor.
Clean humor. So if you have a kid, we started it when our daughter couldn't read. So we would kind of like whisper it for her, but preferably when your kids can like, are just starting to read, but it's so fun. And we have guests play it and we are always belly laughing.
I love that. Yes. I love that so much. We need to do that. More games. I feel like it's fun because it's just like, especially in the holidays, that's like a perfect holiday gift too.
Totally.
When you're, you know, hopefully together more, eating food and just enjoying time. So
yeah, totally.
I love it. Okay, my next one, possibly last, is going to seem weird, but it has been a gift that continues to give, and it's simply Post-its. Like, I have used Post-its with my kids for different things. They, a couple things. For example, if you're traveling on a plane, take a few Post-its. And especially depending on, like, their age range, obviously more of my boys' age range, 3 to 5, 3 to 6. And they can just, or babies too. And they just like put it on the seat in front of them and it's not like they're making a mess. And it is a time consumer and they love it. And it's just a Post-it.
That is genius.
I also did this game that I actually found from this homeschool mom that does different things called Busy Toddlers.
Yes.
And she wrote, it's kind of to basically teach your kids the alphabet. So you write all 26 letters, capitals, like A through Z. And you put it on like your wall and with the Post-it. And then you do the other side, all the lowercase, A through Z, and then you hide, and you kind of hide the post-its all over your house, and they have to go find all the post-its, and they match it up with the correct letter that's capital versus lowercase. And I feel like these kinds of little games that we make up, even my one of my sons loves to just take orders, you know, so he pretends he's a waiter so he can play in the play kitchen that I love, and he's like, what do you want to take? So I feel like there's so many uses for it, and we just find a lot of things to do with post-its, and it's something that, you know, you can actually use to around the
that
house.
That is genius for the plane. I have never thought about that for the plane.
It's a great, actually, a friend of mine had told me about it, that she had done that with her little girl when she was like 1.5, 2. And I'm like, that is genius. And so, yeah.
And it's not like a sticker. Cheap, you know? It's not a sticker that's going to get like stuck on something, but.
Exactly. Yep. So I linked, like, there was like an eight pack for $8 on, you know, Amazon, or Target has them, Costco has them. You get that huge Costco pack.
Yes.
And they're just great.
You just changed my life, Tiff. Okay, now I'm going to change your life. If you don't have these are called tempura paint sticks. Do you have these?
I do, and those are bomb. Oh, those are so good.
They are so good. I don't even remember who told me or when I found them. I think it was last year. And in my head, I'm like, well, no, they're just crayons. I was just confused. Like, why do I need these random extra things? I've got crayons. I got markers. I got colored pencils. I've got pastel. Like, I got all the things after this many years. Oh my gosh. This is my second set, because we've gone through an entire set. For the young, the littles, there's something about the texture that it's way better than a crayon. It's not,
yep.
It's not wet like paint. So it's not going to drip. It's not going to smear everywhere. It dries within like, I don't know, 30 yeah. seconds.
It's like if a crayon and a paint had a baby, but was more crayon like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's not as wet as paint, but it's not as hard dry. As yeah. or dry as a crayon. Yeah.
Yes. It is so good. And they roll up so they don't like break off, which I mean, crayons, yeah. my little one just wants to peel it, snap it in half.
I'm That's like, all they do. They just break every crayon, my kids. Oh, so yeah, these are hard. They kind of break them.
Yes.
I'm like, why?
So whenever we have traveled, I bring these with us always. Like I bring like 2 coloring books, and we always bring these. And my daughter has made so many pictures. So these are a must, such a good Christmas gift. Like for, yes. I don't even know. I mean, my daughter's 6, my son who's 8 would still use them. So I think probably 8 would be like the oldest, I would think, but depending on your kid, yeah. But we love them. They're the best.
You know where I first found that? There is a free resource online on YouTube called Kids Art Hub Kids Art Hub, I think it's called. And that's where we first started doing it, where basically this dad teaches you how to draw really cool things from all yep. the different stages, kind of like all the ages of your kids.
Yep.
And so my boys started doing it, and we got those crayons, those kind of paint sticks because of it. And yeah, they love it. We still have a lot of those pieces that they love making. And it doesn't yes. feel scary, because you're totally. Like, I'm not dealing with paint in my house. But it's better than a crayon, because they're not going to break it.
Yep. And it's not like a marker. Also, it doesn't bleed through,
yep.
which is also awesome.
Yep. Totally. Yeah.
It's genius.
Genius.
Okay.
Genius at the same
time. Yeah, we did. Okay. Do you have any bonuses, or is that it?
I'm good. How about you? You got to do a bonus.
Oh, it's the Air Fort. Okay. Here's my bonus. This is called, have you heard of the Air Fort?
Not until you.
Okay, yes. So I saw these, I went to a birthday party, and they had moved their like coffee table and couch behind. And then they have this teeny thing like wrapped in like a small, like 2 hands, and pull it out. And it's this huge Air Fort, and you get a box. It's just a box fan, and you attach it to the end, like just, and by attach, I don't mean like screws. It's like you tie it to the end of it. You turn the box fan on, and it's like a circus. It's like this huge tent. The kids crawl in, and they can like sit up straight. Like I could sit up straight in it. So they're playing, and they bring a ball in there and balloons. I mean, and there's something, you know, I'm sure your kids make 100 forts a day. It's like, no matter what kid you are, a fort is like the coolest thing ever.
A must.
But yeah. You can like shrink it down to tiny and then put it in their room. I mean, you do have to have, you should check the measurements, because I don't know.
Yeah.
How much of a like big of a space you have to have, but like we don't have space downstairs, but we would do it on our landing, like just stick the Air Fort out. So it is one I have wanted since that birthday party that will be on my list for my little guy, because again, just the thought, and it's kind of like they're contained, like, and
yeah,
it's just the noise of the fan. It's not like, you know, bouncy houses, it's like a full blower. It's like so loud.
Yeah.
But this is just a box fan. And they're not that expensive. I think it was, I don't remember how, they have different ones, but like $60, which for something like that, which they would love, is so, so worth. Actually, this one's $50. Like, great, great gift. Great buy. Highly recommend. And if you have not seen them, you'll love be like, it. This is the coolest thing. How does the air stay in? I have no idea. I don't do...
I'm not a physicist.
So those are our gifts. I think you will love them. I think they will literally change your life and your kids' lives. Don't you think?
Agreed. I agree. I agree, Emily Oprah. Yep.
Thank you, Tiffany Gale. That's going to be your new middle name. Okay. Thank you, Tiff, for joining me. That was so fun. I love you.
All right. I love you too.